Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Can't hold it back anymore.
It's so good, where you just have to hear it. Let it go.
Turn my back and slam the door.
Because Anna and Elsa were born today. Anyways, hey everyone, you are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And you, or before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page below. Find us on SoundCloud, on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think so that we can bring you more. Today I'll be co-hosting with my lovely Sean and my lovely Francesca. Where can they find you both on social media?
Hey guys, Sean Overman here. You can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
And hey everyone, it's Francesca. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
Yes, because here we stand today to talk about our teams. And I'd like to say that Team Raph has prevailed.
Yes. No, I don't think so.
Because here we stand. Okay, I'm just kidding. Starting from the flashback this evening, we had a young Jane reading romance novels, and then her mom and grandma romance novel blocking with those censored with those. They blacked out all the good stuff, pretty much, which kind of leads us into Sweet Alba, aka Abuelita's hypocrisy. Porque ella sí es una hipócrita. Y tampoco en español. O sea, I can't even say it in either language. Hypocrisy.
Era una hipócrita.
Thank you, Sean. My non-Latino
brother.
No puedo
creerlo.
Yo tampoco lo puedo creer. O sea, eso es a lot. Es mucho. Okay, kidding. Anyway, so we're going to start with little Alba because we see that... Yes, we see that all women have deep, dark secrets. And that's what's so beautiful about a woman and about a mother is because we can't talk about things the way that guys can. We can't talk we can't talk about a lot because we have children that look up to us and we have to lead by influence. And we see this in Alba because she, from the beginning of this entire series, has been an advocate for waiting until you're married.
Uh-huh. For chastity.
Because of religion, because of what they believe in, and just so on and so forth, whatever. So
she's tried to be a perfect model for not only her daughter, but for
her granddaughter.
Her granddaughter as well.
But we find out that good old Pablo What is it? Pablo something Segura.
Segura.
Yeah.
Like he was the sure thing.
Right? Seriously. Look at Sean over here, like, stay no in Spanish. Get out of here. Anyways, so we find out that Alba did have sex with someone prior to her husband. Mm-hmm. And they find out, and I really love this because I feel like this is the most we've ever seen Xiomara angry.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is she not valid? Or, I mean, would you not be pissed at the same reason?
Oh, I'd be
even
pissed.
Years later?
I think, well, if it was me, I wouldn't be mad. But I think because Alba shamed her, quote unquote, so much growing up. And the fact that right there she said, you were sleeping around with everyone, you know. So I think it was like harboring against her.
Sure.
The whole time, you know. Because normally I don't think you would, okay, yeah, my mom did crazy things when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
I did crazy things. My kids are going to
do crazy things.
Do
right.
crazy
but
things.
You get that later.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have gone and done the same thing that Xiomara did. Because she, again, like, she has been shamed, like, her, not only just during her youth, but pretty much during...
As an adult.
Yeah, as an adult as well, you know? And she, I'm sure she had it hard enough raising Jane and, like, you know, it's... Dealing with, like, the lies for pretty much 40 years of her life, that's a hard thing to do. Yeah. So she needed that. She needed to blow her top off,
mm-hmm.
right? And then come back to her mom and
yeah.
and then say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry I exploded. You know why? And thankfully, Abuela went and she apologized
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yes.
So it was, like, a mutual thing. And that made it so it had to be, like, the perfect reconciliation. I really enjoyed how... This episode between them two, and Jane there being
yes.
like witnessing it too for you know for us as the audience, it's just like wow, this has been a really emotional, like totally different, like walls have been broken down between all the women in this family.
Absolutely, and I loved seeing Jane break down because it was one of those things where you obviously have respect for your grandmother. You seem to be mm-hmm. the calm and the most collected one out of the three women because Grandma Abuelita's a little bit exaggerated. Xiomara's exaggerated in the opposite direction, and then we find Jane that's in the middle. And then Jane witnesses between the both of them, and normally when I want to say she's more on Abuelita's side because they have more in common, she completely sides with her mother.
Mother.
I'm glad we all caught that. She sides with her mom, and more so because she's seen what her mom's gone through, and also she's put her mom through it, only because of the perception that her grandmother gave her.
Right.
So it was really heartbreaking for me to see Jane tear up, and for her to have to look at her mom, her grandmother, who normally is right for everything, and say, my mom's right. Like, you know, she's not going to say more. I like that traditionalism there that she didn't get off on her grandmother too because that's not her place.
Mm-hmm.
She just had to be quiet and be like, I'm going to go tend to my mother now because you kind of effed up right now, tonight.
Yeah. And I think when she exploded on Xiomara, she realized how angry she was with herself.
Sure.
Probably this whole, you know, her whole life. And so that made it perfect for her to go and apologize.
And you know what? To be perfectly honest, that's what it is. Like, a Latina and being Catholic, there's such thing, which everyone knows about, as Catholic guilt. And you do feel guilty. And you feel bad. And you're like, dang, why did I do that? And more so when you know better. Because we've all been given the lessons. But regardless of what people tell you, it's easier mm-hmm. said than done. And we do what we want to do because we're human. So it was nice to see even the saint of the show
yep.
have her faults.
It was also kind of cute to see that they're instant messaging.
Yes.
Grandma on
technology. Right, Grandma, she knows.
Wow.
She's like, what's good, Pablo?
So she knows how to use it, but she doesn't know how to hide her dirty little secrets.
Right.
Hello,
she's like, wait, I can still see it? I know.
Close those conversations.
Pero esto X, ¿qué significa? Sorry. That means, what does this little X mean? Okay, yeah. So then, now we're going to see what happens, and then we do find out at the end that Pablo apparently is bad luck.
Mala suerte.
Right.
I was expecting her to say something a level higher.
Right.
Es una maldición. That would have been crazy if she said that.
Yeah. Because then it just would have fell into place with everything. Well, I mean, the bad luck thing still kind of falls
yes.
into place. So we'll
yeah.
see how it goes. But other bad decisions or bad people, or no, other bad luck, who has the most bad luck in this episode? Our poor little Rogelio.
No,
with
gosh.
That psychopath. Lola, I want to choke her out. I want to grab her neck and wring it. What?
Dude, she's crazy nutso.
Last week I mentioned to Francesca that there's this movie or something that I had seen that people about, they become psychotic and like really do obsess over the shows that they watch. And they believe that the person that they're obsessing over is the person as their character, not a real person in life.
You called it.
And I did. And all she could do is think about Cesar and Estela. Damn.
Doesn't she know those novelas are like...
It's a novela for a reason. Like, no, I'm pretty sure novela means crazy, dramatic, unreal things that happen in the world, but though they really don't happen. That's what novela means.
With really, really good looking people.
Yeah. Done. Period. / hashtag. What?
Was that the actress from Spanglish back in the day with Adam Sandler?
No.
Different.
She looked really familiar.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was
so
it?
So familiar. I think it is her.
Was it? How long ago was Spanglish? That because was like, this one looked older.
That was like 10 years ago.
Wasn't it Penelope or one of them?
No, it wasn't Penelope. It was a woman who looked like Penelope, so I could understand that.
We gotta do a research.
Side note, I'll Spanglish is amazing.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Anyways, but
I feel like the actress, though, they made her just look really crazy in this episode, and you know, and rightly so, because she's holding him against his will,
taking the sleeping pills.
Yeah, she's threatening to kill him. I just
and like possibly die together.
Yeah.
Ooh, yikes!
Though it was a fake gun, right? But still, it's like
I love that when she did right when he shot it. I was like, oh no! Now she knows that he was gonna shoot her.
Pew. I mean, how creepy is that? Like, we're going to have a special dinner, full moon. Why? What's special about the full moon? The first time we make love.
How disgusting.
I'd be like, help!
Disgusting, yeah. And he, or in like the whole tweeting and then the kids and like...
The pictures?
I was just getting tired watching it. Like, oh my God. I'd be like, just can you give me another sleeping pill?
All the green screen pictures they were taking. She's really living in a fantasy world.
That's what I'm saying. That's nuts.
And I feel like, you know, there are some people who would say, like, as a guy, like, oh yeah, I want any kind of attention. I don't care if some crazy girl... No, you don't want some crazy girl attention on you. Oh man, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. And for her to be, like, okay with it.
Because she's crazy.
But I'm just saying, like, oh my goodness.
She's probably been rejected so many times. And she's probably trying to, like, model men to make them like Rogelio de la Vega. And then, guess what? She ends up finding the real thing.
And now you can never leave. But because you can never leave, this is real love.
Oh. Let's not forget, she said she murdered her mom.
right? And she dropped it. She's like, it makes me wish I never murdered her.
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was so, careless.
Maybe that's why she was in jail. Wait, how did that even happen with them being pen pals in the first place?
He's an idiot. Probably because he was trying to do like some program being Rogelio. Yeah.
Probably trying to get insight into being like an actor, whatever.
That was tight. That was good though. I'm glad. And Xiomara, even though she didn't peep it out, she peeped it out. That was good.
She like got it, but didn't
get it. Yes.
I guess we'll find out next week Rogelio wakes up.
We need to get Michael on the case. He needs to find out about this, and he's going to stage a whole SWAT team intervention, leading them in his suit.
Well, Michael's busy right now because he's trying to find Raph's brother, and him and Raph are like, hey, let's work together.
Why do they always do this? Why do they always do this?
They're bros. And we know that Michael is the lead horse in this race right now.
We see a bromance and a system-mance.
System-mance.
I don't know how you would call that, but we see both of those this evening.
Yes.
And it was actually quite nice. I'm going to start with the bromance because I don't really care for it.
Same.
So Mutter case keeps going. We find out that Mutter has a son who is Raph's half brother. So then they try to get into Raph's half brother, who has a girlfriend who's Avery, which they're going to go to so that they can get to him and then figure out more about Mutter. Whatever. Just want this lady to leave.
And that's Derek, the half brother.
Derek is the half brother who we see at the end show up at the hotel. And he's like, I don't know how long I'm going to stay. Yeah, we know. We know that it's going to be long with you there.
He has an affinity for scarves.
Yes.
And he has long hair. Long, wavy, curly locks.
With a pale ass face.
Yeah.
I don't care about you, Derek. I don't have time for you right now. Anyways. Now, my sisters, they were so cute.
And
unfortunately,
cute together.
I'm super biased now because I met Petra. Or yeah. I met Yael. And...
Oh my gosh.
I loved her this entire episode.
The whole night, you've been saying how much you love her. Oh my gosh. You've been freaking like grabbing my shoulder. I'm sitting next to you.
She's
and you're just
so
like,
great.
Oh my gosh.
She's so great. And then now she's just like so great on the show.
She plays her, she really does play her character really, really well.
Incredibly. Both of them do. Like, Jane made me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start from the beginning. Petra is reaching out to Jane because she needs to get a hold of her because she thinks that Raph is freaking out. Raph is not freaking out. He's working with Michael. Cool. Skip that. Done.
Yeah.
Then we see Jane or Petra show up to Jane's house and she's like, Jane, I need you. At which point Jane goes with her, at which point Jane then explains to her about the case situation. Then we get to the good stuff. The good stuff is that they go to the book signing of, I forgot her name already.
Angelique Harper,
because she finds out about the lying.
The stealing the book.
The stealing of the idea.
Supposedly.
And I knew that Petra being like a heart, I got her back now. It's so stupid. Like, all of you just like tweet me clips of me hating on Petra just so I can feel stupid later. But anyways, my girl Petra had Jane's back and was like, no, we're going to get her. Let's get her. And they do, and they have, like, this really great time in line. And my whole thing is, like, I wrote on my paper that the closest emotion next to hate is love. Once you can really hate someone, it's like you know them so well that you could only grow into love or just, ooh, it gets really bad. You know? But I loved seeing them grow in this episode.
They really bonded a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's been, like, a slow bonding process. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like some of the other characters, you know? It's kind of like her and some of the guys, right?
Yeah, sure.
Where she, like, gets close to them, but then she pushes away, right? And her and Petra have had opportunities to be friends, to be good girlfriends, yeah, to hang out. And there's been some times where she has to, you know, Petra has to lie. Why? Because of her stupid mother, right? But this time, they were forced into situations where they had to bond. And there's no closer experience than a woman spending time with her girlfriend, mm-hmm, during the actual birthing process.
Exactly.
If that don't bring you close, I don't know.
I don't know what will. And it's nice to see Petra just being a bitch on the regular, not on the Magda level. The Magda level is like, I'm going to kill your mom.
That's Magda's like Lola level.
Right. Crazy. Exactly. And so now Petra's just like her normal personality. She's not trying to ruin people. She's not trying to do anything awful or manipulate or connive anything. Like, she's just a regular bitch. And you know what? We could appreciate that. So, again, I am on her jock right now. But it was just really nice to see. And I loved the hospital scene, which I was going to say. Well, a job well done from both actresses. Mm-hmm. I loved seeing or hearing Jane read her manuscript to her the way that she was. So funny. And watching Petra give birth or be in labor and pain. And I don't know, it was great. And they're just so comfortable with each other at this point. Mm-hmm. More so when they were talking about, when Jane had mentioned her manuscript and everything else, and Petra was like, wait, but like, don't you like love her? Because Raph, like, they know so much about each other. That's technically, from what they said, it was a year ago that they were supposed to get married. It's almost been a year that all of them have been together. They know each other. You can't help it. You know? And a lot of times it takes some like a year to get to know someone and then eventually start liking them.
I feel like that happens a lot, though, in real life situations where there's two girls with one, you know, one guy, and they hate each other at first, and then next thing you know, they're like biffles.
I'm an advocate of that. When I was younger, I fell in love when I was 18, but I was being played, and he was dating this other girl who was, he had been dating first for like 4 years prior. So I was the Raph to his Michael.
I don't know.
Regardless, I hated this girl. And I thought about her every day. I hated her. And ultimately, what we found out was that we were both being played. It was just this long, whole, ridiculous, dramatic story. And I kid you not, about 3 weeks ago, that recent, she had moved to LA, but we hung out for the first time. And we knew so much about each other. It was such a joke. I literally was talking about, I was like, oh, and so my best friend, she's like, which one? Amanda or Vanessa? I was like, girl, stop talking like you know my life. But she knew my life. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where I was like,
was her name Lola?
No, her name was Tracy. I'm just kidding. Shout out, girl.
Now but, she knows.
But no, but it was just so funny because it's true. I did. I hated this girl. And like, people would, they would be like, what are you two doing together? It's like, man, you don't know what we've been through. Mm-hmm. And it's a bond that inevitably is created. So I do love that, and it's awesome that we got to see it, and it's awesome that no one interrupted that and that she had her full birth,
yes,
with only Jane.
I was so worried that it was going to be all four of them in the delivery room.
Me too. And it was just so perfect because it's like, you know, the kid's auntie pretty much. Right?
Dude, that's so weird.
It's a family.
When you think about their whole life.
It is your modern family because people, I mean, unfortunately, we're way too free and comfortable with everything that happens these days. But now we're not barbarians. We've learned how to tolerate and accept and understand and kind of move on with what the situation is at hand. So that was really beautiful to me.
What was beautiful to me was Jane bowed out at the perfect moment. It's like the birth happened. Raph, the father, arrives. And it's like, even though he's the father of my child, this is not my time here. I had my time with Petra. Boom. And I'm going to go out to my man who's waiting outside.
And bring him a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
His favorite.
Gross.
See? No. That's why this was like a perfect episode. I really feel like it.
You know, it was great. Because it throws us back and forth, even though... In our next subject, I'll explain to you why I think otherwise, but it really was nice. You see that everyone's head is, like, kind of at the right place, as much as Raph may have seen all lost, but he deserves what he's been doing, so I think.
Let's talk really fast about Elsa and Anna.
Right, the reason why we started with Frozen this evening, that was hilarious.
She's like, come on, Jane, you're the only one that would think about that.
What? Sweetheart, before you said Anna, the second you said Elsa, we were like, oh, Frozen.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That was so good. And the best part is that Petra proves her point when Raph comes in. He's like, hi, Anna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweet Raph, I love you. But that was perfect. So they have Elsa and Anna. That is ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
But it's super, she's Russian, right? I feel like it's super... Anna y Elsa.
Those are more like Eastern European
names. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that was great. But now for the good stuff.
The bad stuff.
The good stuff. The bad stuff. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Jane and Michael completely reconcile.
They're like spending nights over at Michael's house with Mateo.
Yep. And then we have even Raph come to pick up Mateo at the house, which, from my perspective, it's kind of awkward, I'm sure. And obviously on their faces, we see a little bit of that awkwardness dripping off, right?
But they're trying to make it work.
They're trying to make it work. And
as good co-parenting
is
supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. They're being all mature about it. And I thought it was interesting how Jane kept doing the sliding doors thing, which is a movie I've never seen, but I've seen trailers of it a long, long time ago.
Where she has the perception of her life before or what it could have been.
How it would have been if she had stuck with Michael the whole time. Like, would have been like so happy-go-lucky, like, oh, hey, there you are.
Extra romance on their part.
Yeah.
In that version.
That version was the best. Hey, Daddy! Oh, my God. Stop. Just stop right there.
It was a little cheesy.
It was a little cheesy. But we see Jane and Michael get together, and for all you Michael fans, it was everything, I'm sure. For all of you who are paying attention, it was, like, super fake.
It was just, again, like, we talked about it last time, so fast. They just are moving so fast.
But I'll give them this. It's allowed to be fast because... It was ended so quickly and in a forced way. They had no control over it. So I get that. Again, I want to be on both sides and I want to understand both love matters. But I know, Francesca, good girl. I need you to be Team Michael. I need you to be Team Raph. And I'm the host here. I will be the mediator, kind of. So I get it. I do. And it's really nice to see their bond. It's nice to see that they do click and everything's okay and there's not really an issue here and he understands her and they remember everything. They did not skip a single beat. Oh, we both got presents because it would have been our year. Like, do you know what I'm saying? They're on the same page. People who were in love. People who were in love.
They're in love and they're best friends with each other, too.
But like, you really have a... would have been our 1 year wedding anniversary.
But maybe that's why they were together, because they're that corny together. Maybe that's why she might belong with Michael.
She is a corny
girl.
Don't
worry, I got my other arguments.
She's a corny girl sometimes.
She's a what?
She's a corny girl sometimes.
She's a corny girl sometimes, but so is he, and I think that's what's so cute about them, and I love that. And mostly, Michael just, like, damn, he knows her, and he respects her.
Yeah.
At that moment, she was like, I want to have sex. Like, at the end of the day, he's like, no, babe. Or he didn't say babe, but this is just me, whatever, my fantasy. Like, you don't want to do that.
I liked how the narrator said, he just cock-blocked himself.
Right. Yeah, which was just amazing, because he did. But again, that's what was so beautiful about it. Not to talk about the other side of things. I don't know. Wouldn't you want some lust in your life? And did it not seem like her I'm not gonna say her brother, but her best friend, the neighbor that she grew up and that you can't let go of because you spent all this time with, and they know you and they love you.
But
is it there?
Come on, they were getting lusty. They were on the couch. They were about to get down
because they know each other.
Yeah, but that was pretty sexy. Like, and even the narrator having that little, or I'm not sure if it was Jane having that daydream, but when they were like in, it looked like they were in bed together, or like they had their clothes off. I was like, holy monkey, this is very lusty looking. That could happen. That could very well happen with them in the following episodes. Who knows?
Yeah. There's a movie called Here on Earth with, I forgot the girl's name, but she's in like something of, I forgot the girl's name. I'm not even going to try. She's a really good actress though and famous. But the actors are Josh Hartnett and Christian Kelly, or Chris Kelly, or I'm pretty sure it was something like that. It's Katie Holmes' ex-boyfriend before the whole Tom thing. And she had grown up with Josh Hartnett and they loved each other, and she loves him. They know each other. They have everything. She was happy with him. Awesome. But then this guy from Cape Cod, from the Hamptons or something, comes to Cape Cod, comes to their small town, and he kind of interrupts things, and she's just curious about it, and she kind of wants to help him, and I don't know what happens, but regardless, there's a chemistry that's there. And then she has to kind of, it's the same thing, it's like you have to fight between these things, and it's she's not saying that she doesn't care about this guy. She loves him, she knows him more than anybody, and he knows her more than anybody else. But you can't fight chemistry. Right? You can't fight those random things. Like when people say the heart wants what it wants, like you can't even, you couldn't even tell someone why you love the person. It just is. This is what I get from Jane and Raph. And more so at that moment when they saw the, they saw the emails. What Michael failed to say was that it really did bother him. Why? Because he didn't know it was that serious.
Yeah. That's true.
And Jane and Michael, like, sent each other things, but they respected each other so much because they knew each other so much. Where, no, they didn't, Jane and Raph didn't, they didn't try to fight it. It was like, no, I just need to tell you, I need to tell you. To the point where, like, that seemed like a lot, but they didn't care. And that's why I understand. I'm trying to be the beauty.
You can't.
I know. That's why I love Jane and Raph. Because it's like, it seems to be there, and it's like, I feel like if we saw what was happening between Michael and Jane, between Raph and Jane, it would just be much more intense and not so understanding and giddy and laughing. It would be like tears on both parts and loving and sex and what are we going to do, like planning about babies and stuff and not rules. They still kept their rules. Yeah. After everything that's happened to them, don't you think they would have just thrown that away?
Well, that's kind of what Jane was alluding to at the end of this episode. She didn't want to do things over again. She said,
I'm not going to give you another high five, but I kind of want to. Damn it.
She said she wants to go
forward.
I
loved that line.
Yeah, she wants to go forward. She doesn't want to relive the past.
Because that's what was wrong.
She has to live where they're at right now, and so does he. They broke up. They had the whole Raph thing going on. He saw those messages. It can't be unseen. Mm-hmm. So now they just have to continue their lives. And pretty much it's like a new chapter in their life.
However, the show, I mean, watching it, I thought it wasn't going to go the way it did at the end. Because right. Especially when Petra said, well, you guys wouldn't have broken up.
I love Petra!
If you guys didn't really want to. So I thought Jane, when she thought about it, was going to take that and realize, you're right. Because I know she still loves Raphael. Right. You know she still
yes.
does.
No.
Yes, she does.
See, I feel like Petra was just being a negative Nancy, like she always is.
No, and she's realistic.
Yes, she's realistic, but more on the negative spectrum of realistic.
I would say it's more of the old world spectrum. Whatever you just said of the spectrum,
like the Eastern European values or
old
like
world. It's not even Eastern European, old yeah. world, Eastern European, old world, South American, yeah. old world, Asian. Like the United States, America has this wonderful perception and idea of American, like, fantasy and American dreams of we can change things. We have the ability and the power and the freedom to idealize things and change them and understand them and let them happen the way we really want them to. Where in other places in the world, it is what it is. You can't, no. Like, people, they understand how people are, and that's why they're so, like, quick to not be so butthurt, or, like, that's why Petro's so, like, harsh, because that didn't happen for everyone for all the time. We're just lucky that we can do whatever we want, which is the reason why now I feel like in the United States and in America, whatever, in America, okay, I have a spoken word, and a line in my spoken word, copyright, is complicated became a popular word because the world is now small, right? Meaning things are so difficult because we can get whatever we want here. Things were easier when we couldn't, because it was just said and done, and that was it. You could do nothing about it. So I like that part of Petra, because it didn't take her 2 seconds. It didn't take her a year for her to find out, like, no, like she said, you would have never left Michael for Raph had it been where it needed to be, because she was presented to something that was a little bit stronger, and she was presented to something that she had never felt before. I'm Team Raph.
But okay.
Drop the mic.
Okay, so I feel like the only thing that caused a monkey wrench to be thrown into her life.
I literally just pictured a monkey wrench.
Me too.
Is being artificially inseminated accidentally.
And it wasn't accidentally.
It was accidentally.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Petra. No, like, she did that herself.
I'm talking about Jane. So if Jane hadn't have had that happen, it would have never pushed her towards Raph. It just happened to be this dude that she had a lustful thing for one summer, and it just caused Michael and everybody else around her and her herself to be like, whoa, what if I did end up with him? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, he's so hot. He was so amazing. And that's why she had a thing with him. Oh, doesn't it make sense? I'm a virgin. This dude's sperm is in me. His baby's growing in me. Why not just be with him?
Well, hold on real quick. I just want to give a moment for, like, all that ruckus in my ear of Team Sean from all the viewers right now that are yelling at Vivian Francesca saying, yeah, Team Sean, shut up, Steph, and shut up, Francesca. I hear you guys. We get it. You love Sean. Okay, continue.
I think I'm done now.
No, what I was going to say is we can never say what if and think about our what. It only drives you insane. But I understand, because I probably would have been the same place. Well, now I'm having this kid, whatever, with this guy. But at the same time, she didn't necessarily have to have the kid, and that's a completely different discussion that we don't need to have. But if she was solid with Michael, it wouldn't have happened. Like, it just wasn't. Maybe doesn't mean that they're never gonna be. Doesn't mean mm-hmm. that she and Michael are never gonna be. At that time, it just was not strong enough.
It wasn't strong enough, right? Which and on to fight on behalf of Michael's, side and perception. That sucks for him. Because
yeah,
he had nothing
screwed.
To do with it. He did. He got mm-hmm. screwed. And how do you, like, what?
It was literally like,
I've been waiting to mm-hmm. give that to you. Yeah. And you're going to get pregnant by some dude, not just a random one, but one that you used to love that I low-key know about? You know, like, that's a lot. So I get it. But that's why, like, damn these writers. That's why it's
so
like,
good.
I don't even know where to go.
Well, that's what I thought when she was thinking about what Petra said. I thought she was going to, you know, that wasn't going to happen.
No.
Instead, she took it and turned it and did what you said.
No, but
said,
she should
now
have.
We need to move forward in a different direction.
I believe with all my heart that that's what she wants. I do believe with all my heart that that's exactly what she wants. But the reality of it is going to be hurtful and very truthful later.
It's going to be... Look, okay. Before getting to the horrible question at the end of the show, Jane is going to see...
I'm like, what question are you talking about?
Jane is going to see Raphael with the girls now, the twins now, and that's gonna how can that not spark any kind of jealousy? Or, you know, just like how when Michael saw the emails from Raphael, this is not gonna ever be
that's
clean
a lot.
Cut.
I miss you, I love you, I miss you, I love you, and it happened quick. You're right, that's what I'm saying. I agree with that. I really do. It's not gonna be clean cut, and that's what's just so difficult. And like I said, it was easier to let go of Michael and still have a friendship with him if they tried, because Michael would do it, where Raph is like, no, there's nothing but love here.
That's all he wants.
That's all that there
yeah.
is.
You're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. And then, will you marry me?
I thought he dropped his chips and they were just going to pick him up. She was so, I'm just kidding.
She was so happy. She was so excited. This first piece of normalcy in her life, or something that was just unexpected but that she wanted, happened finally by someone that she just, again, like, this is what she wants right now.
Right now, but not later.
That's
later.
What I'm saying.
We're circling back. It's almost, they are going in, of course, in a different direction, but we're circling back to almost where the first episode, pretty much, yep. Right? Before she got inseminated, because he was about to do it. They were going to have an engagement party at the house, all that stuff, right? And now he got down on his knees. He got down on both knees.
It's just normal, yeah.
Yeah, and so did she. That's how much of a big deal this is to her, okay? And it's really
genuine.
She's so cute.
That was so real. God, Gina Rodriguez.
So good.
Yeah. We love you. And that's it. This was a heated ass after show right now.
And that's all she freaking wrote.
Right? And that's all she wrote. This recap was awesome. Very passionate. We love everything. I'm happy that it was really focused on our faves.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What are our predictions for next week? Oh, not even next week. On the 21st of March.
Oh, no. Wow. That much of a hiatus?
Yep. Monday, March 21st is when we're coming back.
Right? Oh, yeah. I feel like it's so much earlier in the month.
It's the 7th. So the next week. Oh, yeah. You're right, girl.
So
oh.
It's 1 week. Right?
Yeah.
Just one. That's not too bad.
Still. They need to stop, like, skipping days on us.
Right? And need it every single week.
Yeah.
So who wants to go? You want to go first?
Please. Prediction? I just have... Because how many episodes is this in of the season right now? I just have a...
No, say.
Feeling that... So we see in the next episode, they're going to have, like, their engagement thing, right? But then I feel like we're getting closer to the end of the season. So there's going to be something, and they're not going to end up getting married again. Yeah. That's all I know. They can't get married.
And then I'm wondering how Raph is going to see Petra. And then maybe the tables turn again, where Jane is seeing Raph that way, and Raph is like trying to push Jane away.
Right, which would...
A big-ass circle over again.
Because, I mean, you were just saying how you liked how she walked away and gave Raphael that moment. I, like, it was cute, but I would have walked away and then stopped and been like, wait a minute, this is weird.
She saw it for a second, and it was beautiful to see that, because finally Raph is happy, and that was great. That was so great.
There's two things at play in that situation. There's, like, the psychological pang of, damn, I was with him before, mm-hmm. and now he's, you know, with these two babies, which is great, you know, but it's like, that's his other baby mama. And then there's also, like... And then there's also that biological, like, pang somewhere deep in her body. Like, almost at the genetic level, like, those, like, his genes are with somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought my kid was special, but now half his genes are over there, too. Yep. And those two twins. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's a weird thing. It's like her motherly instinct to stomp out the other kids. Like, mm-hmm. No, just be with mine.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of a funky thing. I feel like... Next time, maybe not the whole episode, maybe towards the end, we're going to get to see Mr. Segura, Señor Segura, mm-hmm. to see what kind of a man he is and see some interaction.
What kind of bad luck.
Yeah, what kind of mala suerte.
What if he's related to Derek?
Oh my gosh.
What if everyone's just all related to each other?
I'm hoping mala suerte will actually be good luck and will help things out with, like, Rogelio. Something's gonna happen. Someone's gonna realize something about Rogelio next week.
Yeah, I feel like Michael is going to spearhead the SWAT team. I think it's gonna be a quick thing, though. It's gonna be, hopefully. Like, there's gonna be more comical situations with yes. Lola and him. Because I just love anything that Rogelio is in. He's too hilarious.
Like, you can't take it serious, yeah.
Yeah, he's just too funny. He's like a freaking payaso, man.
Yeah, he is.
So, I just imagine him acting like that in real life. Because he does it so well.
Yeah, I mean, low-key he does. Like, he has to.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's all. That's all she wrote. All right, where can they find you on social media?
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA. Yay.
You guys can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram. And for all you gamers out there, check out my user channel on Mob Crush. It's an awesome new gaming app.
Oh, nice. And all of you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on this recap. Let us know what you think. Tweet us, YouTube us, whatever you want to do. Holla at us. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Team Raph.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.